We suffer grievous effects when we begin to believe and follow a lie. Those first big lies that Satan told to Eve have been repeated and repeated and repeated down through the generations. If you eat the fruit, Eve, God knows that you'll be able to make your own rules. You'll be able to decide for yourself what is right and wrong according to whatever your needs are, and you will not surely die. I was hearing recently of a well-respected research scientist who had done all kinds of sociological research projects and had built a whole body of evidence that pointed toward an agenda. And we come to find out that every one of his projects were made up out of thin air. They were all bogus, but we were very happy to believe them and be deceived. He was proposing these lies and this fraud to advance an agenda that suited his own purpose. There are millions of children in Africa who have died of malaria because one person made up research and wrote a book that was totally fraudulent about the pesticide that was killing the mosquito that carried that disease. And she deceived the whole world. Malaria had nearly been wiped out in the continent of Africa. And yet, because of a lie told by a person who did not respect the truth but had an agenda that suited her own purposes, millions died. We pay for the consequences of living our lives and setting our policy, running after falsehood. The basis of the problem goes back to the first lie to Eve. You will become as gods. You will know good and evil. You'll be able to decide for yourself what is right and what is wrong. When we have no standard of truth, when we do not believe there is a truth giver, then we can make up just anything we want to suit our purposes. And people who are very clever and people who are very persuasive will lead us down a path of harm and even destruction. Listen to what it says about Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and lived among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the truth that is in Jesus Christ and in your scriptures and in your word. I thank you, Lord, that you have revealed this to us, something that I can hang on to, Lord, something to base my life upon. For you will not lead us astray. You will lead us to your divine truth. And in Jesus Christ, I can truly say there is a source of grace and truth. In Jesus' name, amen.